A Course in Miracles Original Edition, Text, Chapter 19, Section 3. Sin versus Error. It is essential that error be not confused with sin, and it is this distinction which makes salvation possible. For error can be corrected, and the wrong made right. But sin, were it possible, would be irreversible. The belief in sin is necessarily based on the firm conviction that minds, not bodies, can attack. And thus the mind is guilty and will forever so remain unless a mind not part of it can give it absolution. Sin calls for punishment as error for correction, and the belief that punishment is correction is clearly insane. Sin is not an error, for sin entails an arrogance which the idea of error lacks. To sin would be to violate reality and to succeed. Sin is the proclamation that attack is real and guilt is justified. It assumes that the Son of God is guilty and has thus succeeded in losing his innocence and making himself what God created not. Thus is creation seen as not eternal, and the will of God open to opposition and defeat. Sin is the so-called grand illusion underlying all the ego's grandiosity. For by it, God himself is changed and rendered incomplete. The Son of God can be mistaken. He can deceive himself. He can even turn the power of his mind against himself, but he cannot sin. There is nothing he can do that would really change his reality in any way, nor make him really guilty. That is what sin would do, for such is its purpose. Yet, for all the wild insanity inherent in the whole idea of sin, it is impossible. For the wages of sin is death, and how can the immortal die? A major tenet in the ego's insane religion is that sin is not error but truth, and it is innocence that would deceive. Purity seen as arrogance, and the acceptance of the self as sinful is perceived as holiness. And it is this doctrine which replaces the reality of the Son of God as his Father created him and willed that he be forever. Is this humility? Or is it rather an attempt to wrest creation away from truth and keep it separate? Any attempt to reinterpret sin as error is always indefensible to the ego. The idea of sin is wholly sacrosanct to its thought system and quite unapproachable except through reverence and awe. It is the so-called most holy concept in the ego system, lovely and powerful, wholly true, and necessarily protected with every defense at its disposal. For here lies its best defense, which all the others serve. Here is its armor, its protection, and the fundamental purpose of the special relationship in its interpretation. It can indeed be said the ego made its world on sin. Only in such a world could everything be upside down. This is the strange illusion which makes the clouds of guilt seem heavy and impenetrable. The solidness this world's foundation seems to have is found in this. For sin has changed creation from an idea of God to an ideal the ego wants. A world it rules, made up of bodies, mindless and capable of complete corruption and decay. If this is a mistake, it can be undone easily by truth. Any mistake can be corrected if truth be left to judge it. But if the mistake is given the status of truth, to what can it be brought? The so-called holiness of sin is kept in place by just this strange device. As truth, it is inviolate, and everything is brought to it for judgment. As a mistake, it must be brought to truth. It is impossible to have faith in sin, for sin is faithlessness. Yet, it is possible to have faith that a mistake can be corrected. There is no stone in all the ego's embattled citadel more heavily defended than the idea that sin is real. The natural expression of what the Son of God has made himself to be and what he is. To the ego, this is no mistake. For this is its reality. This is the so-called truth from which escape will always be impossible. This is his past, his present, and his future. For he has somehow managed to corrupt his father and changed his mind completely. Mourn then the death of God, whom sin has killed. And this would be the ego's wish, which in its madness it thinks it has accomplished. Would you not rather that all this be nothing more than a mistake, entirely correctable, and so easily escaped from that its whole correction is like walking through a mist into the sun? For that is all it is. Perhaps you would be tempted to agree with the ego that it is far better to be sinful than mistaken. Yet, think you carefully before you allow yourself to make this choice. Approach it not lightly, for it is the choice of hell or heaven.